Welcome back to another great episode of the Intrinsic Podcast. My name is Omar.
As always, my name is Juan.
And we're back at it again with another great episode of the Intrinsic Podcast. What is up?
What's going on with you people? It is late. Not really. It's like 8, but we usually record in the morning. So this is, this is like 12 hours pretty much from the time that we would normally record. So despite that, we got the energy. We got the slight little flexes, they're in there.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Too much.
Damn.
We're feeling good.
You got to listen to the imagination.
One bicep? Yeah, that's my entire body.
That's it.
If you've seen my bicep, you've seen it all. That's it.
you guys think that this is cutting off the rest of his body? That's all his body. That's
literally all it is. Can you fucking imagine that shit? I'm literally this. Fucking shit. No disrespect to whoever is in that position. That sucks.
No disrespect. Yeah. All inclusive.
All inclusive.
If you did a flex, hold on. Let me get a little.
No, don't do that shit. I told you that looks creepy. That trap flex. Because you have a white shirt. It looks you just have bigger traps than me for sure.
Yeah. I'm just there.
You have the trap. You are thick. I always thought Omar before we start the podcast, look at me in my frame, I fit pretty well, right? But then he touches the edges of the thing. How do you do that?
No idea.
You're just like that.
Now I feel self-conscious.
You're just naturally thick.
Probably helps that I have armrests on my chair.
Or maybe you just have that. You know what I just thought? Maybe you just have the computer hella close. Let me see. I bet you do. Look at that. I do that now.
I don't know. Oh, watch. We'll do a little
perception.
I got wheels on my desk. It's also 4x4.
don't break it. That's too far away. No, you are just that thick for sure. Yeah, that's a nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you, sir. I was with you when I bought it. Remember?
I do not. No.
Yeah, I still remember the day. It was it was one of the rare occasions when we've gone to go buy stuff because we just don't, right? And you're telling me, bro, you got to change it up, man. You need to switch up your wardrobe, bro. Like, you always wear the same shit. You're always wearing red, too. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of feeling attacked, and I was not really. And then I was wait, fuck, I think you're right. Yeah. And I literally, that same night, after I bought this shirt and I think one or two other shirts, I came home and I looked at my wardrobe. I'm like, and all you see is just red.
I'm fucking telling you, dude. So in case you guys haven't noticed, this is an uncut episode. We just totally ignored that part. This is certainly an uncut episode where we talk about anything and everything, things that's going on in our lives, news, world events, things of that sort. The queen died, RIP. So you gotta at least say RIP, right? Even if you don't like her, it's the very minimum, to everyone.
I'll see you on the other side.
Oh yeah, naturally. Eventually. What do you mean? You're saying that you're gonna do her a favor, you're just gonna die eventually.
Yeah, she's gonna get to meet me.
Oh, okay.
Come on now.
I see you. I respect that.
She's also out there with Princess Diana. So, they're having a ball right now. Joke there.
Yeah, about all those conspiracies that she had her killed or whatever.
Right.
It seems to be a big, I know conspiracies are conspiracies, obviously. And, we've both sort of delved into those at some point in our lives. But
yeah,
there do seem to be some conspiracies that are a grade higher where you're okay, you acknowledge it's a conspiracy. This may be completely false, but it's it seems very, very, very probable,
Yeah.
I think for me, Illuminati and things of that sort, which is a bigger one, I'll flip a coin, maybe yes, maybe not. It's not, there's a lot of proof for it. There's a lot of also not proof for it, but things like that with Princess Diana and the queen is kind of how, right, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. We all know he didn't kill himself, right? There's certain things that where it's it's a conspiracy, but it's kind of not a conspiracy. We pretty much know. So
all we know is that somebody just woke up with a large sum of money in their bank account after doing somebody a favor, and that's it.
That's it.
Can we prove it?
Is what it is.
Probably not.
Do we have to? Probably not.
Also not.
Yeah.
Some things you really have to prove. Yeah, I was going to say, like, when it comes to conspiracies, I mean, you could go down the rabbit hole as much as you want, but there's some things that they're just kind of given. You don't even have to, like, really look into it. I mean, just use your intuition. I mean, it makes sense. Somebody's being a loudmouth. Somebody's speaking up too much. Somebody that has a lot of power doesn't want that information getting out. Yep. Might affect their financials a bit too much. Oh, look at that. They had a little accident. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Conspiracies. That's a whole rabbit hole that I think is for another day.
It is for another day.
Yeah. So what's going on? What's going on in life? What's going on with you?
Just getting after it, you know? Nothing else, bro.
And that's the end of the Intrinsic Podcast. Thank you for joining us. that's how much I'm going to get from Omar today. Yep. So I'm living life, and next, you know, what about you?
Yeah. I mean, as you were explaining before too, like, it's been a long day for you, right? It's still not over. I could say the same for myself, and all I really have to say about that is that, as I've said before, I wouldn't want it any other way. I don't usually find content within my life, at least not right now in this current stage of my life, but I'm content with the fact that I won't quit. I won't stop. I won't rest. I will drive myself to the point, like we were talking about in the previous episode, where like I kind of just fall off the hinges, you know, and I'm just like, oh shit, too much. And I will overwhelm myself, but I strive more in that kind of a scenario where I push myself to those limits, because otherwise how would I know what they are, right? I think most people will go about their lives afraid of those limits. And so they'll push, but just right before, and then they come right back down. And then maybe again, they'll push again, and then they'll come right back down. I'm just constantly pushing that barrier more and more and more and more until either my mind can't take it, my body can't take it, or even sometimes other people around me can't take it. But I'm perfectly fine with that, because as you continue to push that limit, you push that barrier higher and higher and higher, and your tolerance is just like insane. It's like the things that you can strive at, you know, the things that you can work past, just open more and more doors with time. And you'll realize that nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible.
Anymore.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at, you know, just kind of continue to push those barriers and see what else I can do. It's always about what else is next, right? And yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. But, you know, won't go too far into it, but that's in a very general, vague sense. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. As your friend and your co-host. Good job. Good job.
Thank you, my good sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Nah, just a gentleman. I don't know about. Actually, I'm probably just a scholar. Actually, I am a gentleman and a scholar.
Okay, there we go.
I went back and forth. Sorry, but then I'm like, I'm just a gentleman. No, actually, okay, both apply. I appreciate that.
Okay. I'll accept the compliment.
I try to disprove it. I try to be like, no, it's too much. You're too kind. Actually, that's perfectly fine. You know, just actually, tell me more. Tell me more about this.
It's actually, don't stop. Don't stop.
Yeah. Similar things. I'll add the note there, right, of like this sort of obsessive sort of behavior that we have. It's not necessarily, because obsessive has a negative connotation. Like when you see it, when someone says like, oh, I'm obsessed with this or that. Generally, even myself, I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound too good. Right.
Right. Doesn't sound healthy.
Doesn't sound healthy. It doesn't sound like a balanced lifestyle, right?
Right.
But I also think that's a effect of society in general. In society pushing, like, for example, a work-life balance, other things of that sort, which again, work well for a lot of people, right? I don't live like that way. I don't live by that, but I know a lot of people that do and have very successful careers and very successful lives. And it's like, to each their own sort of thing. So I just want to like take away a little bit of like that negative connotation from the obsessive part. Like what Omar is saying, he's pushing always, but the key thing is he's not just pushing at work. He's pushing is who he is as a son, who he is as a brother, who he is as a, you know, to his partner, to whoever else it is in his life. That's the aspect of it, right? I do think it's a negative thing if it's just your job. If you're just obsessive about your job, that's where you really get into problems, because you're going to be spending really long time, really long hours in the work and neglecting your family. Or you're going to be doing this aspect and putting work before your family. This aspect that we're talking about is your entire life, right? I had this day with a girl and her friend went to, I didn't know about this, but like her friend went to like make sure that, you know, she's like, oh, this is my best friend. Like, you know, if you guys don't get along, like it's not going to work, which I was like, weird, but okay, whatever. I'm actually still friends with her friend now and not so much friends with her. But anyways, essentially like we were both like talking and her friend was like asking me about my career, asking me about my life. And I told her all of these things. And the conclusion that she came to was like, oh, it seems like you're very like focused on your career. Like, how do you have time for relationships and other things? And I was like, you misunderstand. I'm obsessed in growing as a person. I'm not focused on my career. I'm focused on my life. Right. There's a very key difference there. I'm always trying to be a better brother, son, friend, and also, you know, in my job, I'm trying to become better in that sense. I'm trying to become a better entrepreneur. For the moment, I'm an employee. So generally, I'm trying to become a better employee. All these things I'm trying to become better at. So when you're trying to be better and grow in all these aspects, they balance each other out. So without that balance, that's when you get into trouble, I think, with your family, with your relationships, because you feel left out. It's just natural. You're always at work. If you're always doing the long hours, but you don't take the time to say like, hey, let's go to dinner. Let's go watch a movie. Let's go hang out, you know, to a party with my family, so on and so forth. That's when you really get into the bad stuff. So just wanted to throw that out there. I know Omar, you know, is trying to do that with his entire life, but just clearing that up for anyone out there who's, you know, thinks Omar is being over here. Just focus on his work, nothing else. Work. So.
Yeah.
He's certainly, you know, trying to achieve that balance, I think, as everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody has a different balance, right? My balance just kind of looks a little bit more lopsided. That's it. But it's still balanced. And that works for me, you know. Well, I mean, like recently, I have gone into a relationship, you know, with a special somebody.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I was going to say drama, but no, it's not drama. It's just fucking news.
Cheese man.
There it is. That's what I was trying to say. Cheese man.
Introducing the new segment, the gossip hour.
Oh, good Lord. No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Count me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't go too much into it. Obviously, special somebody knows who she is, but
name, last name, address, social security.
Okay, no. So she lives in. it's something that just kind of came along as I developed this new opportunity for like, you know, my career and stuff, and it kind of worked out simultaneously, which is very interesting. I don't think it's a coincidence that it happened. Just because as I was preparing myself for that next stage, the next chapter of my life, it only made sense for me to also have something along the same lines that I would have to work, you know, towards. I'm very inexperienced when it comes to that kind of stuff, like dating, relationships, all of that. But it became something that I was also very, very intrigued by. Because I was like, oh, this is something new. This is something different. I want to work towards this, right? Same thing with my career. It's like, this is something completely out of my world that I don't really fully understand, but I want to work towards it. I want to, you know, perfect it. I want to understand everything that's going on, right? Yep. So with that going on recently in my life, it's added a different aspect to the quote unquote balance, right? And the reason I bring it up is because my girlfriend, you know, had asked me like, well, like, how's this going to work out? You know, like, you're putting a lot of time into that. And what I told her is like, oh, we'll make the time, right? And that goes back to something that we've said many episodes ago, where it's like, when important things come up, right, whatever it may be, it's like, you always make the time. It doesn't matter how busy you are. You will always make the time. If it's something that matters to you, if it's something that's important, you know, and that's kind of everything that's going on in my life right now. I don't have time for things that aren't important. I don't have time for things that don't matter to me. That goes for people, that goes for other activities, you know, because at this point I just see them as distractions. But the things that I do have on my plate, I am fully devoted. I'm fully committed to it. And to a certain extent, I'm obsessed. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at, you know, making time for things. Like,
there you go.
If you're in a relationship, or if you're devoting yourself to a career, or you're in school or something, but you're not putting in the time or the effort, and you're not seeing any results too, well, it's like, you're not making the time for it, right? If you're not where you want to be at, you don't see the improvements, you don't see any accomplishments, any new goals, you're not checking things off your list or your bucket list, whatever, well, you're not putting in the time, right? And it makes more 100% sense to me now, right? I can honestly say a lot of things kind of intertwine, like things that you would apply to a business setting, things that you would apply to a career setting, things that you would apply to a relationship, like it all intertwines.
It all connects.
It all comes together.
I never shut up about that. It always connects, which is why I say when you live this obsessive life, you being a better son will legitimately make you a better manager. You being a better manager will make you a better partner. You being a better friend makes you a better brother. All those things connect. You don't think about them and you think they're individual things and you put effort in this one and maybe not so much in that one. But that's exactly why people are constantly spinning their wheels, trying to get momentum, because they think, all right, I'm doing great in my job. I'm doing great in my relationships. You know, I'm doing great with my, let's say, my siblings and my family. Cool. Why aren't I feeling like I'm going forward in life? Well, what else? Are you taking care of your health? Right. And then that's when you start looking at those things. Like, you have these great things, which are awesome, but then maybe you're not taking care of your health. Maybe you're not taking care of your mental health and physical health. You know, maybe your job, you're working really hard, but it's not fulfilling you. So it's all these things. That's why I say all of this connects and it's comprehensive. And being sort of in this obsessive mindset for growth, really being obsessed for growth, means putting it into everything, right?
Yeah.
All of those things happen together. Me, like, again, it's just a perfect example here, but in a job, you're typically just doing your job, right? But I always try to go beyond that, solve problems that aren't mine, and also generally be kind to people, right? You don't know what other people are going through. You don't know, you know, for me, at least it's a virtual job. So sometimes the emotions are difficult to be perceived through a screen. Right. But for example, I'm very open about things. So taking, for example, my mom to Hawaii, the entire company, for some reason, found out about it, even though I told like two people. And then now they know, like, oh, they know that I did that, right? Like, I took my mom to Hawaii. That's the effort that I put into my relationship with her. That's how much I care. So again, even though that doesn't, me being a better son isn't directly like I code better and I'm a better data scientist. No, not that directly, but my superiors, you can call them the COO, the CEO, they know about these things. I just had meetings with them earlier today and they asked me about that. That's the first thing they asked me, like, oh, before we start, how did your mom like the trip? You know, how did that whole thing go? It's like, I think it's amazing that you did that. All of those things, right? So all of those things generally raise the expectations, raise the belief in you as a person. That's the aspect that matters, right? I could focus my entire life on being the best programmer and I will get a lot of praise for it, but I'm focused and Omar is focused on becoming the best human that we can be.
Yeah.
Someone that's empathetic, someone that's patient, someone that is highly skilled, motivated, a healthy, blah, 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 emotionally stable, all of those things.
Right.
Because that is the thing that is the most fulfilling. If you have one aspect, but you're missing everything else, what's the point? I mean, what's the point? So, yeah. And it's, again, we were talking previously, it's paying off. I am in the process of finalizing my second raise in less than a year. I started my job November 1st of 2021, got promoted in June. And again, it makes me laugh, but now I'm getting promoted. We were supposed to finalize it today, but you know, like things with the budget aren't quite there. So I think by the end of next week, we'll have it finalized in terms of compensation and equity, so on and so forth. That's the aspect that I'm talking about. Omar described it very well before the podcast, which is like, it's kind of disgusting. It's kind of disgusting that I am able to, like, I'm doing this and that Omar is also doing this in his own way. And I agree. I mean, there's nothing else to say other than that. It's like, the part that's disgusting isn't so much that, like, this is going on. It's more so that, like, once you have the momentum and once you're on a certain pace or rate of motion, and I always talk about being on the exponential rate of motion, mathematically, I am on an exponential rate of motion in my raises. My first one was after 7 months, 6 months, 7 months. The one after that one has been 3 months, maybe 4 months. With that certain rate, and I joke about it, but the next one is probably within about 2 months, which sounds dumb and who knows if it'll actually happen. But, you know, like, there's a senior data scientist in my group that was hired before I started, and they're now going to be a full year into their job. And they're great. Again, not to say anything bad about them. They're amazing. But I'm just looking for that level of growth that I can achieve. I think you can also make the argument probably that once you're at a senior level, it's harder to grow, maybe. But, you know, because like when you're sort of like the junior level, you have more room to grow. So maybe you slow down. Who knows? I have no intention of slowing down, but, you know, maybe that is the case. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, everybody grows at a different rate. Everybody moves differently. Everybody has different objectives, attributes, right? We're all different. And yeah, I was saying it was like disgusting the way that we're moving, you know? You know, I started this new job basically around a month ago. And the rate that I've grown at is disgusting. It's just disgusting. I mean, I can't put it any other way because I've done so much in such a short amount of time and I don't even care. Like, cause it's not good enough for me. Like, I want to continue to develop it further, faster, better, to the point where, yeah, I'm obsessed. Right. Juan is the same. In fact, like I always mention, a lot of these things that I've implicated into my life, into my, I guess, general philosophy about how I am and who I am, I got from him. You know, he's my direct mentor in that aspect of my life. And I hold a lot of pride behind that. You know, when you speak about, oh, who do you look up to or who showed you that or what? Sometimes people are like kind of shy away, like, oh, you know, I just kind of learned it on my own or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, especially like how that. I used to be, right? Like I used to never want to be influenced by anybody, right? But when your leader or your mentor or the person that's opening the door for you is the correct person and you aligned, right? Not because you're exactly the same, but aligned in the sense that they can allow you to grow into their position. They can allow you to step into their shoes. Right. They will grant you the opportunity. They will grant you whatever tools you need to make sure that you succeed. That's the correct kind of person that you need in your life. Right. That's the direct connection to trying to get ahead, to trying to grow, to trying to improve. And I hold a lot of pride. You know, when people ask me, it's like, honestly, it all started just with my friend. Like we were just talking. That's the same way this podcast started. That's the same way our friendship started. It's the same way that all the great conversation we were just talking, right? And it comes back to that all the time. which is hilarious to me because it's like, I was asking you before, like, who the fuck are we? We were just talking. We were literally
valid,
just talking.
It's a valid question.
Right. And that's where it all stems from, is literally just talking. That's been the best way for me to learn just about everything that I have right now in my tool belt, just by talking to people. I pick up people's brains. I ask them questions. I pay attention. I listen. I look them in the eyes. I want to, you know, read their body language. I want to see how serious they are about whatever topic they're talking about, you know, how dedicated they are to the conversation, you know, and lead me from X, Y to Z and see how we got there. Like, oh, I get that. That kind of makes sense. Like, oh, okay. And yeah, I'm very prideful of that. You know, I look up to Juan and I have no problem saying that. He's been like one of the best mentors I could ever ask for, right? In terms of like improving my life. And you need that in your life. You need people that will show you the way that you could be or what you should be or just the what ifs, the could be's, right? And open your eyes and realize, like, I'm not at my full potential. I'm not done yet. There's much more to do. There's so much more that we can accomplish, right? You know, part of that obsession also stems from the fact that life is so short and you really don't know when you're going to leave this earth. You really don't know when it's going to end. And that just makes it that much more complicated. It's just another thing to account for. It's like, you want to get all these things done? When? How? Why? And also, the clock is ticking. And also, se están quemando los frijoles, you know?
Yes, like, they are. Yeah. Las tortillas también.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, there's just so much stuff going on. Life is so crazy. We can't make sense of it. But for that couple of hours during the day when I'm focused, you know, at my job, for the few hours when I'm at the gym, you know, or the few hours that I'm dedicating to being with, you know, my girlfriend or speaking to my friends and other conversations with other great people, like, I'm fully devoted. I'm fully there. I'm fully focused. I'm like a sponge, like soaking up as much as possible, because I know, like, kind of like you were saying, it's all connected, right? It's all going to apply to the next thing, right? Yep. If you can't hold a conversation with your friend, but then you're going to go hang out with your girlfriend, what makes you think that's going to go any differently? If you're going to go talk with your boss and you're going to, you know, butt heads, what makes you think you're going to be in a great mood to go talk to your parents after that, you know, or other family members? Like, you have to be on the same plane, the same level for all the aspects of your life. If one aspect is lacking, that's going to take everything else down naturally. It's just how it is.
100%. You hit it on the nail. It's also a privilege, I think, on my end to, like, be in some sense still mentoring you. In some sense, I suppose, to be still mentoring you.
That's kind of like you saying, like, well, I guess maybe, I guess.
It's a weird thing. I'm not going to lie. It's still an odd thing. Because it's not like we met and like, hey, dude, let me be your mentor. Or you're like, hey, dude, like, be my mentor. We're just friends. We're just like, all right, cool. We laughed at similar things, you know, we both like hot Cheetos, all that sort of shit, you know, the cup of noodles. It's a very simple friendship when you're in high school. But of course, you start building on experiences, you know, honors English, all those things that we sort of took together. Then me going off to college, you staying here, going through some troubles, me going through some troubles in, you know, other countries, blah, 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 blah. We still connected. We still, you know, in spite of being in very different situations, for frankly, the majority of our friendship, we still found some common ground, you know, because when you, for example, were in your living your life party stage, I was like down in the books. Right. And then when I started that, you were like pretty much getting out of it, you know, and then it's like traveling, I'm traveling, and then you're the here, and then it's like, all these different things again. And then, I mean, look at this like podcast, for example, like we started this in person. If you would have said like, hey, you guys are going to be in different states, it'd be like, ah, so we're not going to do the podcast anymore. And yet here we are doing the podcast, right?
We found a way.
That's like resiliency, right? That's the resiliency of like, we're different people. We're just fundamentally different people, but we find the common ground. We find the things that we can help each other in. And in the same sense that I've consistently try to help Omar in things that I have just seen first, potentially, or experience first, or maybe things that I've fucked up in where I'm like, hey, like, look out for that thing. I fucked up there. Whether you take it or not, you know, it's a whole nother thing. But that's there. And in the same sense, I obviously take a lot of advice from Omar and things that he does. And I've learned a lot from his work ethic, his perspective, obviously coming from a similar culture, but, you know, perhaps different experiences, all that whole sort of stuff. That there's always, you should never be at a point where you don't learn from someone. And we're going to be friends, I think, now for about 11 years, and I'm still learning from Omar, and he's still learning from me, right? It's not like the friendship is like pretty much like, well, you know, it served its purpose. Now they're just doing their own thing, you know, like,
see you
every now and then wave at each other or something.
Yeah.
You know, there's still, it's an active thing. It's a passionate thing as well, right? I mean, most of the time when we're talking, that you can feel the testosterone in the room, especially when we're like physically there, because we always, no, they're the traps, because we're always talking about one way or another, whether we're talking about random things, like in and out, high school, random things. It's like a funnel. We always end up in the same exact place, which is, what are you doing in life? Are you growing? Yeah. Are you really figuring yourself out? Are you lying to yourself? Like, we always, again, we'll talk about random things that don't matter, clothes, all those sort of stuff. But we've always had that about ourselves ever since high school. Once about 30 minutes, maybe an hour passes, we're really in the deep weeds of like, yeah, dude, so this happened and, you know, emotionally it sucked and this and like, all right, well, like, how are you working through that? And how, you know, do you think that was the right decision? Like, maybe you should have tried this instead. It's like, it happens inevitably. And again, yeah, this podcast is the prime example of that. Why did we decide to do it? Because we never shut up. We're always talking about all of these things. So we're like, all right, well, if we never shut up, you know, might as well put it out there, potentially help someone else in things that we've gone through. Or, you know, right, just give someone a laugh every now and then there. So
yeah,
take it, do your best, and make people around you better. That's the main aspect. Make people around you better, genuinely. I used to be really competitive in a not helpful way to other people, just to myself. But I've always realized the detriment of that, because you can't be good by yourself, really. You can't become to the next, you can't go to the next level unless you have people around you who support you and who are in their own personal avenue going a level higher, right? And I always think back to when I was in Davis and I told Omar, I need a challenge. And he thought, you know, like, oh, you know, maybe a month later, a year later, like, oh, I'm challenging him now. Now I feel the challenge a little bit, right? Now I'm starting to feel that a bit more, just to be real. Now I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Trying to partner. Yeah. Okay. Trying to do big things. Okay. Mm. So again, you need someone out there to challenge you. You need someone out there to talk to in general. So in the same sense, I appreciate you as well. As you already know.
Likewise.
Not that it's a surprise. Oh, shit. You appreciate me. One of those. Whoa. So this guy's not a dick? Wait, what?
You're like, oh, shit. He's got a soft side.
Yeah. I mean, if some people have like seen some of the past episodes, I have a feeling that someone would be like, yeah, this guy's kind of a dick. Maybe. To see me like saying this, like, damn, maybe he's not a dick. Like, well, or maybe I am. Maybe I'm lying. Who knows?
Yeah. That's funny because, like the other day at work, like, sometimes if you catch me at work, I'm pretty, like, hard ass. You know, like, I'll have, like, a very low tolerance for, like, any BS, right? And, you know, I mess around, I have fun, but for the most part, I'm pretty serious. One of my team members, was just kind of witnessing something. And so recently it's been very hot, you know, we've been in the over 100 degree weather. Of course, you know, I've been in the AC, thank God. Right. But I noticed people come in like dead. Oh, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, because you were previously outside. So
yes.
Good Lord.
And so I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to be in that kind of weather, barely starting your day, and you already broke a sweat, you're already drenched, and you still have to start your day. You're just driving to work with the windows down, and you're like, damn, like I can't even catch a breath just driving to work, right? So I know what that feels like. And when I see, you know, all the people that come in from work on their lunch, their breaks, trying to get like a quick beer, or a quick water, or a quick whatever snack to just get them through the day, I feel for them, because again, I was one of them at one point or another, right? But more so recently, especially since school has started, a lot of kids will come with their parents to get like some sort of like, you know, ice cream or a Slurpee or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And Slurpees. They're bomb, man. There's they're so delicious. Much sugar. It's so
they
much
are.
Sugar.
They're super unhealthy. It's incredibly unhealthy.
But it's they are so delicious. Much sugar. They hit the spot. I'm not gonna lie. I've had like two or three. I think I reached my limit for the year. Exactly. Like I enjoy them a lot. Kind of the similar way with, like that you would enjoy like ice cream and stuff here and there, right?
Yeah.
It's I like that shit. I'll treat myself, but like I was like, okay, that's enough for the rest of the year. I'm good. Like I don't need to do this to myself.
Raise your blood sugar.
I know. And I think almost as I'm drinking, I'm just like, oh shit. Like, see, I think I need to get my doctor on the line, you know?
Just in case.
Yeah. So these like little kids were coming in. I think they're probably like in elementary, you know, like very young little kids. To me, it's fascinating seeing them, you know, because they're barely starting off. They're like curious little kids. They're looking all around. Everything seems so big to them. Right. And like, here they see this like guy behind the counter talking to them, you know, and like, I won't speak to the parents. I'll speak directly to the kids. Right. Because as I was a young kid, I really appreciated that when adults would treat me like an adult and they wouldn't treat me like, hey, little guy, you know, and I'd be like, hey, what's up, dude? Like, what are you up to today? And they're just like, and like they look at their like mom or dad.
I made a poo today.
What'd I say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I'll always ask them like, how's school going? Everything good in school today? And they're like, yeah. Like, you getting good grades? Like, yeah. And then like I'll look at them and I'm just like super serious. I'm like, you want that Slurpee? Like, and then I'll be like, it's on the house today. And they're just like,
oh.
Yeah, they're just like,
they know what that means. What? As a kid, I feel like I would have been like, on the house? Whose house?
Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't have known that. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's kind of suspicious because it's like the fact that they actually appreciate that something's free. It's like, was this Slurpee coming out of this kid's allowance this week? Or like, what the fuck? Like, And like, they're just like, oh, what? And like, the parents will be like, thank him, you know? And I'm like, hey, keep up the good work. Stay out of trouble. Like, have a good day. And like, you know, obviously they're like, they're thankful, whatever. And they walk out. But one of my team members was watching. He's like, so you do have a soft side. And I'm just like, you know, I was like, of course I do, you know, but,
actually I poisoned that drink. So you know, yeah, jokes on that kid.
Yeah. It's just like about you know, like when you're in a business, it's always about profit. It's always about the numbers. It's like, how much further can you push a product? How much more can you sell it for your margins and this and that? But sometimes it's also about giving back, you know, whether that comes through, you know, materialistic object, right? Giving something away for free and to somebody that's in need, or to just kind of give somebody a push when they come in and they're just having the worst day of their life. And you tell them, hey man, it's going to be all right, man. Like, don't worry about it. Like, have a good day, man. Or enjoy the rest of your evening, you know, rest up, man. Tomorrow's another day. And they're like, thanks. You know, it's like, it's all it takes. Right. But like we were saying earlier, it's about trying to help other people as well. In whatever sense, you know, it's not always in a monetary sense, but I try to do things here and there for people, whether they notice it or not. I mean, doesn't really matter. And I mean, there's probably other things that I will never, ever share because it's just not really worth sharing and it's for nobody else's eyes. But I do take these steps and I do go out of my way to do these things for people, because at one point or another, people have done that for me as well. And I wouldn't be where I am right now had it not been for Juan, had it not been for other people helping me out back in the day. So, you know, sometimes it's about paying it forward. Sometimes it's about paying it back, you know, just trying to help out. Right. There's this cool thing that happens 100%. Too, where people leave their change. Right. And like, I haven't seen this before, at least not this much, but you know, somebody buys something, they have like 67 cents in change, you know, two quarters, you know, dime, whatever. And I'm like, oh, sir, your change. And they're like, ah, just leave it for the next guy. And I'm like, all right. And I'll just put on the register. Somebody else comes in.
As he puts it in his fucking pocket. Yeah, I'm the next guy. Thank you.
Like, oh, I guess I got tipped today.
The guy sees you too, just like.
Through the window, I'm like.
Yeah, but, I know, right?
The really nice thing about that, though, is that every now and then that money will add up and it'll be like a dollar or more. Sometimes it's multiple dollars. And so I can literally just have somebody come in. They'll be short like a dollar, you know, because I mean, who walks into a store and then like they know it within their right mind that they're already short, you know, like nobody. Right. But every now and then accidents happen. They don't know, or they forgot their wallet, whatever. And I'll say, oh, that's cool, man. I got you. I'm like, what? Like, you can do that? Like, yeah, bro, I got some change here for you. Like, you're good. Like, have a good day. And like, oh, thanks. You know, and then just kind of walk out all confused, because that never happens, you know?
It's crazy.
But that's not me. Right? Yeah.
It's a bad thing that like, people are confused about that.
Yeah. Like, an act of kindness has to be that confusing. It's like, just accept it. Like, you got blessed today, you know? Pay it forward the next time. And these people do. These people are like, oh, I'll come back and I'll give you back the change. Like, ah, don't worry about it, man. And they will come back. The next time they buy something, they're like, they'll leave the change. And then somebody else gets that blessing, you know? And that's so, like, it's so cool to see, because especially with this hot weather, it's like people are just coming in trying to get as much water, as much stuff to like just drink and like stay hydrated. And with the heat, man, you can't think straight. And so the fact that like you can actually go to a store, perhaps be short of money and still walk out with whatever items that you needed that day, like that can make all the difference for you. It'll allow you to get back to work. It'll allow you to get back to your workout. It'll allow you to get back to your family. It'll allow you to do whatever you need to do that day and not have to focus on, damn, I don't have money today. Damn, today I was broke. It's like that doesn't matter today anymore. Now it's like you get to refocus on one of the things that really are on hand, that really should matter, that you should be prioritizing, right? So, you know, cool vibes 100%. There. You know?
That's cool. It's a very simple thing, right? But it's very effective in spreading joy, spreading surprise. It's just a random act of kindness. And it's, I think they're surprised as well, because it's an unfortunate thing that they're surprised, but it's like, they're rare these days, it seems like, right? I mean, who knows? I can't say it for the entire world, obviously, but we are individualistic, right? It changes, obviously, from country to country. I think some countries are less like that. The U.S. is pretty individualistic, very me. Yeah, in some sense, which is, you know, a large reason why there's are so many successful people here in the US and not like necessarily in other places. But for example, if you go to Mexico, like they will give you the shirt off their back, right? Like there's like a saying, which isn't really like perhaps a saying because it changes all the time, but it's like, donde como uno comen dos, right? Where one eats, two eats. And the reason why I say it may not be a saying is because it literally changes. It's like, I've heard people be like, donde comen tres, comen cinco. Like, what? How the fuck did that happen? Like, we're three eat, five eat. And then it's like, literally, it's like two or three other people are like, oh, we're three eat, seven eat. Come here. I'm like, bro, what? Like, you know, it like logically in my mind, because I'm a mathematician, I'm a data scientist, like, that doesn't add up. That doesn't, how you guys
crunching the numbers. Everyone?
I'm crunching the numbers. I'm like, literally, that lady, you know, in the GIF, like, trying to figure it out. Like,
yeah,
the triangles. That's exactly me. I'm like, are you guys generating more to it than you have something? But literally, I've been in that situation where, like, I've gone to family and we just go to visit and they're like, oh, you know, we just have frijoles and tortillas and, you know, just a few. You can. I actually saw, like, the pot was, like, half empty already. There wasn't, like, many. So I'm like, no, I'm fine. It's like, no, you know, we're two eat, five eat or whatever. And I'm like, again, as a mathematician, I'm like, and somehow everyone gets a taco with frijol. And I'm just like, bro, where are these coming from?
Yeah.
But it's like, again, it's one of those things where that's just by human nature and pure will to say like, hey, I am going to eat less, put less nutrients in my body so that you can eat, even if it's half of a taco, half of something simple, so that you can eat. And it's a thing because you stretch it as far as you want. I will have a quarter of a taco just so my 10 homies can eat. Like, that's how far, like, you stretch it until, like, it honestly seems like something that's, like, infinite. the way that they say it, you know, like
the infinite taco.
It's an infinite taco. I don't know how the hell they do it, literally, but it's like, yeah, I believe them 100% when they say that now, though. It's like, yeah, we're one eats two. So I'm like, yeah, for sure. Let's do this. You know, we'll be fine. Like, I'll eat less, you'll eat less, but we'll both eat. At the end of the day, that ends up being better than one person eating two tacos, you know, like,
just stuff in their face.
You don't need that many, right? And it's, we live in a very like indulging country where we want all of it. Like, oh, yeah. I want that one, and I actually want his taco too, and I want that thing over there as well, right? And it's like,
I want what he's having.
Excuse me, like, what is? But that's capitalism, right? That's how this whole country is really formed. But, anyways, mini rant there. But essentially, you know, that I think effects like that are rare in individualistic countries like the one that we live, but it's great that not only your job, but you yourself can contribute to that and provide that smile simply to someone. I mean, in my job, like, I try to do similar things just by, I always have questions. Like, Omar knows, I'm always asking questions. So sometimes I know, like, it might bother someone, but every single time I ask a question, before I ask a question, right? Because, you know, you're starting in the morning. And instead of just being like, hey, like, what's the answer? Like, can you help me figure this out? First thing I say, like, hey, good morning. You know, hope your day is going well. Then I say, like, hey, I have a quick question for you, which is such a simple thing. It's like 6-7 words. But just to me, it's me. And if they ignore it, or if they genuinely like say, oh, I appreciate that, I actually am having a good day, or I'm not going to having a bad day, whatever it is. It doesn't matter if they do that or if they ignore it. It's for me. For me to know, like, hey, I'm checking in with them as a person before all of this business. Because before we're employees and entrepreneurs and all these things that we want to be, we're human. We're just trying to live our lives. We're just trying to be happy. And again, I make it a point of, like, I met with the COO today. She started diving straight into, like, my compensation and what that could look like and business. And I let her go for, like, 10 minutes. And then I was like, before answering your questions, how are you doing personally? And she, again, started smiling. She just smiled. She's like, thank you for asking. Very few do. Yeah. Very few do. And I'm just like, on my end, I'm surprised. I'm like, why? You know, why is it that very few do? But that's the only thing I wanted to hear first. How are you doing? Because it's been sort of a stressful last couple of days, weeks, I would say, for the company. So I was like, you being in that huge leadership position for sure puts you in a vulnerable state for your emotions, for your life, for your kids, for your well-being. So it's like, number one, are you doing good? Then after that, okay, you know, once that's dealt with, let's get to business. This is what I'm thinking, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But again, it's those simple things that really make a difference. And frankly, they don't take a lot of effort, right? It's taking me a lot of effort to just say, hey, hope you're having a good day before asking my question. Just about the will, really.
Yeah, I like that, man. I like that a lot. Yeah, I mean, I would always tell my friends, you know, like, and I've told you that too, like, if I'm eating, we're all eating, you know. If I get put into a position, I'm bringing up everybody with me. Like, that's just how it has to be, because nobody was doing anything for me. So now I got to be put myself in the position where I can put other people in those good positions, right? I got to naturally, you know, lead myself to whatever my destiny may be, so that I can also help people, you know, get to their destiny. It's not just about me. It's not a selfish journey. Yeah, the journey is lonesome. Yeah, the journey is mainly fought alone, you know, with support from here and there. It's mostly just entirely by yourself, though. But it doesn't mean that the rewards that you get out of it have to be celebrated or, you know, dealt with alone. It's for everybody, you know, of course, who you 100%. Choose to. But, you know, Juan always said that, and I always said that, you know, like, hey, whoever makes it first, bro, we're helping each other out. Like, I get in a good spot, I'm bringing you in. You know, you get put in a good spot, you better bring me into it, you know, like, back and forth.
It's a cultural thing. I really do think it's a cultural thing, because generally, as people, we're kind people. But like you said, like that aspect of you said, like, if I'm eating, everyone else is eating, like, I'm literally incapable of eating in front of someone if they're not eating. Like, if they're like, no, I don't want to eat, or like, actually they don't want to. Okay. I'll respect it. But every time it happens, I'm like, I'm sorry, dude, I can't do this. Like, my mom just raised me that way. I cannot eat in front of you if you're not eating something. So either grab a fry or, you know, I'm going to close my box and I'll just eat it later. It's not a possibility. And so in helping people and, like, for example, me helping my sister out here, people are like, oh, you're so kind. I'm like, no, I'm just being me. It wasn't an option. When I say it wasn't an option, it sounds like a bad thing, but like in our culture, it's not an option. It's not like, should I help my friend? Should I help my sister? It's like, what are you doing? Still talking? Why aren't you helping her right now? It's not, you know, it's not a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing at all. It's not, it's just not optional. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's optional for me helping Omar. You just help. You shut up and you just help. And you don't expect anything in return either. Right, you just help for the sake of helping, and then you go and you carry on doing what you got to do.
Yeah, and there's no strings attached or like, hey, remember that one time that I helped you? There's none of that. It's like,
I might have lost Mr. Omar.
What's that?
I see his frozen face.
I'm right here.
We'll give him a second as he gives me this cold stare of disapproval.
What happened?
I've disappointed him.
Can you not see me?
I might have lost him. Well, here we are, staring at each other. Whoever's watching this, in silence. Looks like I might have lost my co-host. I'll wrap it up there. Appreciate everyone listening. I'll have to do Omar's job because he's not here. But as always, feel free to please follow us on Instagram, subscribe on YouTube, like, subscribe, all that whole sort of stuff. Coming out with new collabs pretty soon, hopefully with some of the people from my company to provide a bit of context of what I do, not necessarily what I do, but just provide their own sort of life and lessons and things of that sort. So look forward to that. Aside from that, continue to get better, continue to grow, and frankly, continue to be kind. So appreciate you all, and we'll catch you in the next episode. See y'all.